so much going on. I'm watching SportsCenter. There is so much going on right now that this is like sports overload, which you wouldn't think on July 1st.
Not at all.
But with all the free agency stuff, it's like sports overload. By the way, free agency coverage on WQAM is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
Uh-oh.
I knew that you were going to come in with the 305. I was just going to wait you out.
It's 305.
Dale.
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 God bless. Dale.
Dale.
Thank you and welcome back, Jimmy.
You're welcome. And Solana, go to hell. USA is taking it tonight.
Now, I'm watching on ESPN that Uruguay has already advanced, right? They don't even need to win tonight.
Yes and no.
I don't care. I can tell already by the way that you're about to start that answer, I am out.
It's complicated.
Forget it. Yep, forget it. Did you see the way that he started there, Crowder? I pointed this out when it comes to soccer with him. He can't give you, like, it just becomes, I'm such an expert. Like, that turned my stomach the moment that he did that. Well, yes and no. I'm going to get an answer here.
So here's the thing.
It's going to remind me of Thursday night's debate where I'm just putting my head in my hands.
Here's the thing, Hawk.
Yeah, I don't need any of that. Anyway, we're going to catch up on everything that's going on. Barry Jackson, I saw this tweet, and this has to do, obviously, with the Heat really doing nothing. Barry Jackson says, until now, the Heat reasonably could have made the case that they wouldn't have been a play-in team the last 2 years if everyone was healthy more often. Not sure that's the case any longer. You could make an argument that they're seventh or eighth behind Boston, the Knicks, the 76ers, Cleveland, Indiana, Milwaukee, and perhaps Orlando, too. That's the fear of Heat fans right now, and I know we talked about it a little in the 2 o'clock hour, which is, hey, you knew that they didn't have any cap space going into this, so to think that they were going to, like, where you're hearing everybody sign somewhere else, like, you think that the Heat were going to be in play. They weren't. The problem is, it feels like, correct me if I'm wrong, it feels like they are just sliding down the rung after rung of the ladder in the Eastern Conference right now.
Oh, 100%. This is what happened. Philly just got a crazy big three. Milwaukee's going to be good, like the Knicks with Mikal Bridges. Like, yes, everybody's moving up in the East, and the Heat are sitting still. And we always had to preface it with Jimmy. I love Jimmy. But the reason that we did not go deep in the playoffs because Jimmy was already hurt again at his old age, and we're still sitting there saying Jimmy's our one, Bam's our two. Bam should be with someone else if we want to compete with what the other Eastern teams have done. I honestly feel that way.
Are you feeling panic, Solana? Because the other teams in the East are getting better. That's undeniable.
Yeah, much better. I mean, look at what the Knicks did. Even the Pacers bringing back Pascal Siakam. The Celtics are essentially going to run it back with a title team. And, it's hard not to look at the Milwaukee Bucks and say, well, they weren't healthy last year with Dame and with Giannis. And now Philadelphia, if healthy, you could argue as the best big three. So it's hard not to look around and say, okay, now what? But I'm not panicking as of now because I expected this. The bottom line, the Miami Heat do not have cap space to go and sign a premier free agent. So anybody who was hoping that they'd be making a splash in free agency was just setting themselves up for failure.
Fair enough.
It's a rebuild.
And what did I see? Right as we were talking to Giselle, I mentioned it right when she was coming on. Klay Thompson to the Mavericks. Klay Thompson, 3-year deal to the Mavericks. In fact, let's do all the headlines here because there's a lot of NHL movement. We have to say fare thee well to Ryan Lomberg and several other Panthers players. But a lot going on in the NBA and the NHL. So let's get headlines with Alejandro Solana.
And a lot more deals coming in the NBA. None bigger, obviously, than Paul George over overnight. 3:30 in the morning, you got the Woj bomb. He will be the newest member of the Philadelphia 76ers. These headlines, by the way, driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford. We know trucks. Paul George.
How about this, Solana, regarding the NBA and the Heat? I talked about this Thursday or Friday when you were gone, but Ira Winderman had tweeted out the Heat announced that Khalil Ware will wear number 7, which is interesting because Kyle Lowry had asked Goran Dragic's permission before taking it. So Ira says, we now know Dragic's Heat number will not be retired.
Yeah. I'm a little disappointed. You guys know how I feel about that. I'd love to see 7 go up into the rafters. I think Goran deserves it. I get they didn't win anything with Goran Dragic.
Right, so how would he deserve it?
I don't know. I love Gogi, and I would love to see his number go up into the rafters, personally.
Really?
It's a part of...
Like, you think he meant enough to the Heat
that
no one should ever wear the number 7 again?
I don't
you
think
loving,
the Heat...
You loving, Solana, you loving a player means they need to go up in the rafters because you love Highsmith.
Yeah, and you know what? I would retire Haywood Highsmith's number as well.
If we knew it.
What number is it?
No one knows.
No idea. No, I get it. Crowder, I never expected the Heat to retire his number. I really didn't. So this didn't surprise me. And I wasn't like upset about it. I just love Goran Dragic. I thought he loved Miami. And yeah, he didn't win anything with him, but he was an awesome free agency signing. And dude worked his ass off for the Miami Heat. So I would have had no issues with the Heat putting his number up in the rafters. But when you look up there, I mean, Shaquille O'Neal, Alonzo Mourning, Tim Hardaway, Dwayne Wade... Soon, LeBron, you have Chris Bosh up there, and then Udonis Haslem. Everybody outside of UD, a Hall of Famer, Goran Dragic doesn't exactly fit the requirements to be up there. So I get it.
So do you think I should be in the Ring of Honor? Because we're friends.
No. Let's not be ridiculous.
Don't be silly, Crowder.
Come on.
But as you say, all the people that are up there with their numbers retired, now I've changed my mind. I want a white guy up there.
Huh?
There's no white guys up there. I want to get a white guy up there. So now I'm with Goran Dragic and the hell with Khalil Ware. Find a new number, buddy.
I don't know. You know. Have you watched basketball recently?
Hey, get a white guy up there. I don't care.
Just anybody.
No, Goran Dragic. I'm going to move the needle on this one. Time for a white.
So great on a curve because they're white.
Hey, whatever you want to call it. Let's get a white.
Jason Williams.
I don't think... I mean, we got slim pickings when it comes to the Heat. I don't think there's much to do in the way of Goran or maybe Ronnie Cicely. Can you think of another, Solana?
I mean, Duncan Robinson. I'm surprised you haven't thrown him out there.
Well, he's still playing. Can't retire his number while he's still playing.
Birdman?
Oh, there you go. Yeah, put Chris Anderson up there.
Yeah. Oh, y'all reaching. Y'all are reaching.
Or Zdrunas Ilgauskas.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Big Z?
What's his name?
I should have gone with that. I should have gone with Big Z.
You nailed it. Zdrunas Ilgauskas.
Ilgauskas.
Oh, boy.
I'm a Big Z this the rest of the show.
Oh, boy.
Zdrunas Ilgauskas. Yeah, turn that into a song.
Uh-huh. I will. I'll make it work. But Michael Doliak, you know, at least deserves a flyer.
In memoriam. Mm-hmm. Posthumously, as we call it. Is he dead?
Condolences to him if he is.
Actually, I don't think he is
dead. No, he's not. Michael Doliak is alive.
The best white player from the Heat probably is Dragic.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Best long-term white. Because they may have had some whites come through here and there, but I'm saying that who was white for a while with the Heat.
Maybe put him by the kiosk with no seasoning.
What if we had like a lower bowl rafters? So they don't exactly go up into the rafters.
That's a great idea.
But
we're not raising your jersey all the way into the top of the rafters.
Uh-huh.
But we're going to raise them kind of like, a little bit high up. And if you have the right seat, you might catch a glimpse.
A little car flag.
That's a great idea. Mm-hmm. That is a great idea. Oh, put all the whites there.
Mike Miller.
Mm-hmm. Talk about a shoey.
Hey, lost his shoe.
Jason Capono.
Yeah.
Jason Capono, 3-point champion.
Yeah.
He was slanging it.
Two-time 3-point champion, Jason
Capono. One of our top whites. Oh, Dan Marley, people are texting.
Thunder.
Him.
That's right.
Rex Chapman, very brief. Mm. Dan Marino is up there, people are pointing out. He is a white.
Mm-hmm. Who was that, Will Compton, that did the white team versus the black team?
Was that his idea? Yeah, yeah. I love that idea.
So you got Big Z, Ronnie Cicely in the front court.
I'm okay with like segregation on that when it comes to like, let's have a white side of names that are
finish this.
Also,
tape.
Where do you put Hassan Whiteside? Do you put him on the white side or the black side? Because his name is Whiteside. But
I'm fully capable of doing this, being a black delegation. Y'all can have him. I'm sure.
Right. I just put it out on the thread and we'll take him.
I don't need to hit the thread. You got him.
No, but wouldn't it be funny to have one side of the arena has Alonzo Mourning and mm-hmm. Shaquille O'Neal and Udonis and Dwayne Wade, and then the other side it has John Sundvold and Rex Chapman and Mike Miller.
I got Shaq at the 5, Bosh at the 4, LeBron at the 3, Wade at the 2, and I'll take Tim Hardaway at the 1. What's your 5?
All right, I'll go Crotty at the 1. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Bulldog. Cicely at the 5.
Uh-huh.
Right? Or do we go Big Z? Or do we go Birdman?
Probably go Doliak.
Really? We go Doliak?
Yeah.
All right. And then we go, let's see, I got Crotty. Go Marley at the 2, right?
Yeah, or at the mm-hmm. 3. Marley at the 3.
The 3.
Cicely at the 4.
Hmm.
Doliak at the 5, huh?
Yeah.
And Shaq?
He battled against him in practice for years.
This is a good point by one of the texters, though. Can we have Mike Bibby?
Again, I will speak for all of us. Mike Bibby is available. We need cash consideration, though.
Well, that we've got. All right, let's get back to headlines here, Solana, before we get fired. Oh, Max Strus.
Not retired.
What, are we
though.
Dumb?
Not retired.
Oh, no, no, but for our team.
Yeah, I mean, Kelly Olynyk, Tyler Hero.
Hmm.
Hmm.
Josh McRoberts.
Huh. Y'all got some dogs.
Jay Will.
Yeah, for sure.
My chocolate.
I'm sure I was. Yeah, Jay Will's the point. Crotty's not the point. I love Crotty, but Jay Will's better than Crotty.
Hey, how dare you?
You got your deep voice on.
Hey. When it comes to karate, I'll go to war.
Jay Will?
Call karate. Ask him what he thinks about this idea.
All right. I'll see if he wants to come on and talk about blacks versus whites and the heat.
Got my 5.
He would literally block me.
Got my 5. Shaq, Brosh. Wade.
Yeah, Brosh. You can put Brosh out there.
Yeah.
Shaq, Bosh. Braun, Wade, Hardaway.
It's a That's good team we're putting together. Brosh versus Adrana de Gargaga. The Miami Heat, they have agreed to a 2-year deal to bring back Kevin Love worth $8 million.
Oh, I forgot about him. Put him at the 4.
He got more gray hair than my dad.
Who gets Tyler Johnson?
We got Bumpy.
All right.
We'll give y'all white side, but that's a trade-off for Bumpy.
All right, fair enough. Sounds fair.
Delon Wright, he has left the Miami Heat. He will sign a 1-year minimum deal with the Milwaukee Bucks. That's pretty much it for Miami Heat news. Anybody hoping that the Heat would trade some players to try to sign Klay Thompson, Yeah, that's not happening either because Klay Thompson is headed to the Dallas Mavericks. You have Paul George headed to the Philadelphia 76ers. He teams up with Joel Embiid and Tyrese Maxey. Isaiah Hartenstein, he has left the New York Knicks. He will sign an $87 million contract with the Oklahoma City Thunder.
How good is OKC, by the way?
Yeah.
Like, there's some teams that are so good going into next season.
And the Heat are sitting still. That's the fear.
They kind of don't have a choice.
Yeah.
If the Heat – and by the way, there was this report. Sam Amico, he's a senior writer for Hoops Wire. He tweeted out that Kobe Altman from the Cleveland Cavaliers on Donovan Mitchell extension talks, quote, "We feel good about Donovan. He's in a great space. He's invested. Hopefully soon we'll have a decisive answer on whether or not he'll be in Cleveland." I mean, you can still hold out hope if you're a Heat fan that Donovan Mitchell decides, I don't want to be in Cleveland long term. The Cavs decide that they want to trade him, and he tells them, I want to be in Miami. You can hold out hope for that, and maybe Miami packages all their assets for Donovan Mitchell, and you move forward with Donovan, Jimmy, and Bam. I don't think that's likely, but that is a possible scenario. Trae Young is another possible scenario as well. If you're looking for trades here for quote-unquote stars, superstars, that's another scenario, which, again, I don't think is likely, but maybe.
They moved on. Who'd they trade on Friday?
DeJounte Murray.
Yeah.
DeJounte Murray. So that's something that maybe Atlanta decides, hey, we're going for the full rebuild. We drafted with the number one overall pick, and we're going to move on from Trae Young.
So, you don't know his name?
I forgot his name. Yeah, it's a French name. Totally forgot it.
Yeah, we had John Michaels on Friday, and we got the name wrong 17 times, and he kept correcting us. But I wanted to see what you were going to say there. But
Zachary Risachet. Risachet.
Rickshaw. Yeah, Rickshaw.
Rickshaw.
Risachet.
Rickshaw.
Yeah. Magic 102.7. Rickshaw.
Salon, as you were reading that, and you brought up Donovan Mitchell, like, it excited me. When you brought up Trey, that did, like, my energy went down.
I don't think your energy should go down if they get Trae Young. It's not as good a signing as Donovan Mitchell, but I do think it answers, it fills some needs. Trey's a scorer, man. Like, that's what you've been asking for.
That automatic offense, and I have been asking for that, but it's just, so, I don't, his overall game doesn't impress me.
It's funny, though, how we get caught up in the moment, right? Because 3 years ago, Hawks' favorite player in the league was Trae Young. When they went
everybody
to the Eastern
thought
Conference
that guy
finals.
Was a game changer. Yeah. And by the way, I'm not necessarily certain that he can't be that again. He can't be the only guy. And he, in the right situation, I think Trae Young would make jaws drop again. You know what I mean? Like, he's got those capabilities. Whether he's pulling up from half court or driving, like, so I don't think your energy should drop if Trae Young were to end up with the Miami Heat. You'd be more excited for Donovan Mitchell, but I don't think your energy should drop.
I'm worried about his follicles.
Yeah, fair. Yeah, that's fair. Mm-hmm. But they have a good training staff.
Mm. He needs some biotin.
Maybe the humidity will do his scalp some good.
Yeah, that's true. Salt water. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, that might be it.
Also depends what you're sending for Trae Young. I think sending, and I'm just spitballing here, if the Heat had a chance at Donovan Mitchell, I don't think outside of Bam and Jimmy, there's anything that the Heat are giving up and people would be fine with it. You're going all in on the last year of Jimmy Butler, potentially. For Trae Young, I don't think you feel the same way. If you're giving up Tyler, Duncan, Jaime, Nico, and your only first-round picks, people are probably going to be a little upset about that.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Yeah. But you also have to choose your side. If you are beside yourself because the Heat haven't done anything,
yeah,
and then they go ahead and do something, you can't go, oh, you gave up too much. Like, you pick your side.
Nico, y'all know I'm not a fan, but I think y'all put a lot more on his.
Well, Nico's not going to get it done though. There's going to be names involved.
Yes, and Solana sells his upside. So Nico, Jaime Jaquez, we just brought in another big. We already have a very diverse big and Bam, but it would be the Duncan Tyler thing is what we'd have to work
out. Or Terry Rozier is a name also that that other teams could be interested in as well. You know, they might want to keep Duncan Robinson, and he would start. If next year your starting lineup was Trae Young, Duncan, Jimmy, Bam, and Khalil Ware, or Nico and Bam, and Khalil Ware is off your bench, I don't think that's the worst starting five in the world. I really don't. Can they stay healthy? Can
they
stay healthy?
The eighth best in the East.
Well, 8-10.
Well, that's what they're rooting for, right? Just based off the last 2 years. Play-in tournament, baby.
You're trying to solidify ourselves as a perfect play-in roster.
We got him. Get him, Nico.
Here's your Panthers news. Sam Reinhart, locked. 8 years, $69 million contract. Keeps him here in Sunrise until 2031-32 season. Dmitry Kulikov, he's back. 4-year contract worth around $1.15 million per year. The Panthers did sign Tomas Nosek to a 1-year deal, a little less than $1 million. Here's who's gone. Brandon Montour. 7-year, $50 million deal with the Seattle Kraken. Mm. Oliver Ekman-Larsson and Anthony Stolarz, they head to Toronto. Kevin Stenlund signed a 2-year deal with Utah. And Ryan Lomberg has signed a 2-year deal with the Calgary Flames. Farewell.
That's the one who hurts.
Legend.
Yeah.
Lamborghini.
Yeah.
Hmm. Give our regards to Jonathan Huberdeau.
Tell him how it is to win a cup.
Couple other notes, just I'll run through them. Chris Paul.
And by the way, looking at Will Manso's Twitter, so the guy's still kind of swirling out there for the Panthers. Nick Cousins, Vladimir Tarasenko, and Kyle Okposo. Those are the three that have we have yet to have clarity on.
And both two of those three were brought in midseason. Okposo and Tarasenko.
So, yeah, I think Okposo may not want to play anymore. I didn't think Dmitry Kulikov was going to want to play after this season. I was surprised that he re-signed. Okposo, I would guess, would either stick with the Panthers for whatever they can offer or retire. Tarasenko, he was good. Like, I don't know what's going to happen there.
He was awesome.
And I know Solana hates Nick Cousins.
You hate Nick Cousins too? I know you hate Larson.
I don't love Nick Cousins. I don't hate him either, but I'd be okay if he wasn't back. Chris Paul was waived by Golden State, signed a 1-year deal with the Spurs. Derek White agreed on a 4-year extension with Boston, basically got what Tyler Hero got 2 years ago. Derek Jones Jr., that's Hawks boy, signed a 3-year deal with the Clippers.
And both my guys, Derek Jones Jr. and Tim Hardaway Jr., are both gone from the Mavs. I mean, this team, who I have so much invested in, is decimated because they have lost Derek Jones Jr. and Tim Hardaway Jr. What a huge mistake by Jason Kidd. I mean, from the finals to this, what are they doing there?
They brought in Klay Thompson.
Yeah, whatever.
He's better than both of those guys combined.
I guess you don't watch basketball.
And Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, we didn't even talk about the Magic. They're only getting better as well. Yeah. Young core.
There was some thought that Clay would end up in Orlando.
Yeah, but they may not be done. $66 million, 3-year signing for Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. He's a champion, a two-time champion with the Lakers and the Nuggets, so the Magic gets some much-needed veteran leadership as well. Tonight, you have Marlins are off today. They host the Red Sox 3-game series starting tomorrow. Tonight, you have the United States men's national team and Uruguay. That begins at 9 p.m. Essentially, the U.S. wins. They're into the next round. If they lose, they could be eliminated tonight out of the group stage in the Copa America. And right now, Portugal-Slovenia tied 0-0 in the 30th minute. Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Partly cloudy, a bit rainy, hot, humid, 90 degrees. There is a big storm, by the way, in the Caribbean doesn't look like it's going to affect us at all. Yeah, but yeah,
holy mackerel, that thing's a bad one.
Yeah, man. Prayers for everybody in the Caribbean, especially Jamaica, because it looks like in the next, I'd say, 48 hours, it's going to make direct contact based on the most recent tracks with the island of Jamaica.
It's also a heads up for this hurricane season. Like, you know, be on guard. Don't slough these things off, because the water temperature is so warm. You're seeing storms now that are just massive in strength and in how fast they're strengthening.
There's also two storms behind it, neither of which have developed with that same intensity, but, you know, they're kind of following that same track. So just something to keep an eye on.
Anything that's going to affect me at Disney this week?
I think you're going to have a phenomenal time. I'm hyped for the Hawkmans, baby, in Disney this week.
Cannot wait. I have been told by everyone I have to defer to people who know Disney. We're going to go to Epcot one day because Guardians of the Galaxy is apparently the greatest ride ever created.
Hawk, drink around the world. Start at Mexico.
We are literally going to Epcot. We are going to ride Guardians of the Galaxy, and we are leaving.
No,
my right hand to God, that is our day at Epcot.
If you don't get tequila, a margarita, and a quesadilla at Mexico, you didn't even go to Epcot. I'm sorry to tell you, just didn't even go. And for those people that are going to text you, start the other way, bro. Start at England or start at Canada.
I'm not starting anywhere. It doesn't matter.
Hawk, Mexico, then you go to Italy, go to Morocco.
What country is Guardians of the Galaxy in? Because that's where I'm going.
No idea.
All right.
Hawk, you got to go to the Avatar ride.
Someone told me it was closed or something.
Well, I don't know because I haven't been back, but that was a top three ride I've been on in my whole life.
Where's that? At Epcot?
Have no idea.
All right.
That's Animal Kingdom.
Oh.
That's Animal Kingdom?
Sorry. That's not.
And then you can see the warthogs and the mongoose.
Yeah, I'm not going to Animal Kingdom. I'm sorry. That's why you don't remember where it was. I ain't got time for that.
You're not going to do the safari at Animal Kingdom?
Safari's pretty cool.
No, I'm too busy.
Those
you gotta
lions
go early in the morning though, because the animals are still up roaming and eating.
I'm not going anywhere early in the morning.
don't forget the turkey leg.
I'm not getting a turkey leg. Actually, maybe I'll get a turkey leg because that is good video content.
Dumbest food item ever.
That's good video content though. Me eating a turkey leg, an emu leg at Disney World. All right, we'll keep watching free agency, hockey, and NBA, and keep you updated throughout the afternoon.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
You, Brooks Koepka!
Hawk and Crowder.
Keeping an eye on all the free agency stuff. I told you earlier that Ira Winderman had written something about Jimmy Butler. So this was an Ask Ira question in the Sun Sentinel. Jimmy Butler can opt out after the season and the Heat would receive no compensation. Assuming the Heat wouldn't want to pay an older, fading star the huge money and years that he seeks at age 36, would the Heat take that risk or trade him now? Now, we've kind of been in this thought process of, okay, he said he wants to play another year and he'll make it, you know, the best year that he's ever had. And that way he's setting himself up for an even bigger deal moving forward. And so we've all kind of said, oh, okay, Jimmy Butler will be here next season, and that won't be a thought anymore. Here's what Ira writes about trading Jimmy. He says, I think it is a possibility, but I think the greater possibility would be to see where the team stands ahead of the February NBA trading deadline and then act at that moment, a moment when a leading contender might even be willing to take on Jimmy Butler as a rental. As much as Jimmy appears to be taking a patient, non-threatening approach, working with a star in the potential final year of a contract, Jimmy also holds a player option for 2025-26, can lead to an uneasy ride. The Heat way has long been either you are fully in and committed, or you might be better suited elsewhere. We're about to see if a waiting game can produce positive results or instead months of angst. The Jimmy coaster indeed is quite the thrill ride, always has been. And Ira's right. Jimmy Butler, it is a fun thrill ride. If you watched Minnesota and Chicago, like he can make things difficult if he wants, and he can make things great. And we've had the benefit of him making things great down here for as long as he's been here. But it would be interesting. Let's say everyone in the East has gotten better, which it seems like most of the top teams have. It would be interesting in, when's the season start? October, Solana?
Yeah.
You get to, you know, they always say the season really starts on those Christmas Day games. Get to January and the Heat are just dead in the water. I'm not saying they will be. I'm just saying you got to play out the scenarios in your head. It's extremely apparent that there are teams in the East who are head and shoulders above the Heat, and the Heat are just kind of fighting and clawing to be an eight seed. There is the real possibility that there would be a team looking for Jimmy Butler at that moment to, you know, maybe a Milwaukee, right? So Philadelphia is great, and maybe New York looks great, and Milwaukee, maybe they're just looking for some extra piece for the postseason. That'll be the thing to watch with Jimmy Butler and the Heat.
And I love it, and it's part of Jimmy's DNA, and that's why he's a great Heat culture guy, because it's a part of Pat's DNA. Pat will see it, and Pat even called him out. Remember, you were right, Hawk. It was no big problem when Pat called Jimmy out. But Jimmy is totally comfortable betting on himself, and Pat's totally comfortable moving on from somebody if it can help out the organization. So, like you're saying, if Jimmy comes out balling, the Heat's 5 in the East during trade deadline, who, we can compete with these guys. If they're 9 fighting for a play-in, yeah, we can get something back for Jimmy. And I don't think Jimmy would be upset about it.
Right. Well,
because now Jimmy gets to go to a Milwaukee and try to win one.
I was going
to
say, play it out from Jimmy's perspective. He wants to be here in Miami. And then all of a sudden, they're fighting for a 9 slot, and some team who is obviously gearing up for a championship run says, we want this guy. And now he's got ring possibilities. Like, yeah, it would work for everyone.
The other element here is the extension. If you're going all in this year with Jimmy Butler and whatever team that he'd end up with, if it ends up being this team, then you're banking on this being the season that the Heat can compete with Jimmy Butler still as their 1A, 1B player. If it's January, February, right around the trade deadline, and it's clear that this team is not going places, you're not giving Jimmy that extension anyway. So both parties would be happy to depart at that point. The Heat gets some sort of asset back for Jimmy. Jimmy lands in a place where, A, they can either give him the extension he wants, or B, he can compete for another title next season.
It's perfect. And nobody's going to get their feelings hurt by this. Pat.
Well, that's the thing. That's the thing. It works for everyone.
Pat and Jimmy will be friends. Pat and Jimmy will be friends the rest of their life. No matter what happens this trade deadline, no matter what happens next offseason.
Because you can't tell me, as much as Jimmy wants to be down here, and I really believe he does, I believe if he could have his choice, it would be to finish his career in Miami, but be contending for a championship while doing so. No one could blame him if they are just a rudderless ship come January and there's a team vying for a ring that wants him. You'd totally understand that.
And I don't care what you say. Everybody wants to get a ring. Nobody yes. wants to be Charles Barkley. Nobody yep. wants to deal with that the rest of their life. Jimmy might be a Hall of Famer, but till he's 90, you ain't got no ring, though. Charles jokes about it, but I know it gets to Charles. Everybody of wants course. A ring.
We talk about ugly breakups all the time, D-Wade in the Heat. Don't let it get to that point. If the writing's right. on the wall, hey, you make that split at the perfect time. Everybody goes their own separate
well,
ways.
Well, you'd get
and
something
happy.
In return
right.
for them.
Right.
You'd get something in return because you'd be losing them anyway. Yeah. Like I said, like if they stink, they're not going to give him an extension the following season.
Right.
And he's not going to want to be there. What does he want to rebuild? So, and yeah, it would work for everyone.
Let's say, and I don't know the numbers, obviously, but let's say it's Milwaukee. Hey, Jimmy, this isn't working out, but we're going to send you to play with Dame and Giannis. I can't be mad about that as Jimmy Butler.
right.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah.
Now, I don't want to put that into the universe, though. Hopefully that they're a really good team next season because he's healthy and because he's having a career year and Bam is extended and Tyler Hero is healthy and everything falls into place. That would be the ideal situation.
And not to be the negative guy, but the Knicks roster, the Boston roster, The Bucks roster looks better than ours if we sit where we are today.
Oh, there's a lot of rosters that look better than ours right now. But that's
y'all brought up Orlando. I didn't even think about Orlando, Hawk. They got some young
I really do think it's because we're prisoners of the moment of this particular postseason. I mean, we're conveniently forgetting how good it's been with Jimmy when he's out there balling. So, and they would have gone further in the playoffs. I think they would have disposed of Boston. So how about that? And now, did you see the Celtics are up for sale? Celtics are up for sale. You know why? Because they know Jimmy's healthy. They're not going to be able to coast through a faux playoff run again. Get out while the getting's good.
No. You just won the championship. Your number's high.
4 o'clock hour is coming up. We're going to hear the Paul Maurice speech during our final Cat Talk of the season. The curse-laden Paul Maurice speech. In the 4 o'clock hour, of course, we'll beep it out for you. But 4 o'clock hour is coming up.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
You, Brooks Koepka!
Hawk and Crowder.